Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
You're listening to Talking Traders with me, Tamara Judge.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Talking Traders with Tamara and Janelle. Today we have a special guest, somebody that was murdered last night and it just irked the shit out of me, Bergie. Bergie is today's guest, best known for placing third on Love Island USA and recently a faithful on the Traders. Welcome, Bergie.
Let's go. Delicious.
Oh, I gotta say this to you real quick. I was like, you know what? This is going to be my last show being called Bergie. I'm going to go to Carson the next show I do. And now with all the Bergalicious, I'm like, I am Bergie the rest of my life. I have no choice.
You are stuck with that. Now, Bergalicious, was that something that has been going on for a long time? Or is this something Phaedra came up with?
So I sat next to Phaedra on my flight to Scotland. And I showed her my Instagram handle. And that's where Bergalicious, that's where she got Bergalicious from.
Nice.
So, but I changed my from like it used to be Bergie like 35 or Carson 35, and then right before I went on Love Island they're like, we want to call you Bergie. So then I quickly switched my Instagram handle to Bergalicious 35 right before I entered the villa.
Oh my gosh, well it's definitely gonna stick. I think we have a lot of questions. Like I put a question out there on my Instagram and a lot of people are asking a lot of different things. Now, is Taylor your girlfriend? Because there was a lot of questions about your relationship and they kept saying Taylor. Are you guys living closer together now? Are you living together now? People want to know about your relationship. And I'm assuming, is this the girl that was on the show with you, Love Island?
Yeah. Okay. This is the girl that I coupled up with on Love Island.
Give us an update.
Yeah. So I'm actually flying out to Dallas next week to celebrate our 6-month anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
So yeah, I'm being together. I asked her to be my girlfriend on August 25th in Fiji, which is like August 24th here in Fiji or whatever. But I'm going out there next week. We're celebrating a 6-month anniversary. And that's kind of like, we're in different career paths right now. She's working at a dermatologist trying to move up in HR and she doesn't want to move right now. And I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to do physical therapy or personal training right now. And if I end up doing this personal training route, I might move to Dallas here in a couple months. But if I don't, then I'm definitely going to physical therapy school.
You can do personal training and go to school at the same time, right?
Physical therapy school is really tough. And I've heard like not many people work while they're in physical therapy.
Working
10 hours a week.
Well, we talked about this earlier. Online training might be your way to go, that you can do some online training with your fans and make some cash on the side.
I think you would kill it, Bergie, doing some like online personal training, like incorporate some Love Island stuff in it, just like work out with your fans. They would love that.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, I came up with that idea because coming back from New York, you're like, you need to monetize your fans or figure out what you can do in sales. And I was just thinking, I'm like, I got done working like with 3 or 4 clients and I was driving home. I'm like, why don't I do online personal training? Because I think my fans would love it. And then I would obviously love it. And I think it'd let me connect more with my fans and they see what's going on in my life.
You're going to have to do workouts on the beach in Fiji is what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, so I'll have to go to Fiji.
Oh my God.
But if it doesn't pick up, I think then I'll go back to physical therapy school and give it a shot.
Now, another question would be, would you go on the challenge with CT and Johnny?
Yes, I would definitely go on the challenge with CT and Johnny. I'm hoping Peacock makes their own version of the challenge. I would love that.
That's a good idea. So is there any shows that you have your eye on right now that you would like to compete in?
Honestly, I love competing. So I love watching Survivor. I love watching Janelle season of Big Brother right now. Like, I kind of love just competing and doing whatever. So if a show reached out and said, hey, we want you to compete on this, I would definitely go all in on it.
I'm sure that's going to happen. Now, this is a question I don't quite understand, but Bergie, do you still cuddle with that teddy bear when you sleep?
So that's the teddy bear. I have a teddy bear collection I can show you. That was the teddy bear they gave me on Traders. And I asked them if I could keep it. They said I couldn't keep that teddy bear they gave me.
Aww.
No, I named him Mr. Trader too.
How cute. Okay. So you were murdered this episode. Was it hard watching it back?
No, because like after that whole like chain sacrifice or whatever it was, I was like, it's definitely going to be me or Trishelle. And coming to the castle, it was raining. I just kind of felt it was going to be me this time. I was like, there's no way. I survived murder. I've been gunning for poverty for a while now. It's like, this is my time to go. So I like fully expected it. And at the same time too, I was going to be a little upset if they didn't pick me in a way, because I was like, if they're not seeing me as a threat out of MJ, Trishelle, and Parvati, and when I knew Parvati was a traitor, and Kate, I was like, it's probably going to be me. So I'd be actually a little upset if they didn't kill me too, if that makes any sense.
I was going to ask you, I also feel like though, Tamara, like you felt like you were going to get murdered. And I felt like the day that I woke up on my banishment, I felt like that was my day that I got banished. I felt like you just know when it's your
time. You just know. Well, yeah. You probably don't know this, Bergie, but the night before I got murdered, I had a talk with Dan and we sat in the kitchen, just the two of us. And we were trying to make this alliance and I approached him and I told him that both of us, because I was sick that most of the time I was in Scotland and he'd been really quiet and being accused of being quiet. And I told him, I said, how about we stop the quiet act? We go in, we go destroy, we team up together. And then the next day I was murdered. So I was positive.
You felt it.
You were like, well, you know, when you walk out of that room, you know how they group us in rooms in the morning and you sit and you wait and they're like, cause I was with Johnny when he got murdered. Oh. And that was like, you know, the first day. And so when I was in the room with everybody, they're like, Tamara, and I walk out and I'm like looking at the other people in the room. I'm like, I'm gone. And sure enough, you take that different walk through the courtyard and you're gone.
Yeah. And the funny thing too, they put me in a room with Trishelle. So I was like, Trishelle, it's one of us. We were just sitting there. Was it the same room with the bed and the...
Yep.
You know what's funny too? I was in that room with Ekansu the same day she was poisoned. They still put us in that room.
Yeah, that's the room. That's the room because it's a quick walk to the through the courtyard.
Yeah.
While we're watching the season, Bergie, what are some of the things that were most surprising to you that you were completely unaware of, like during the game when you were playing it?
I think Parvati and Dan working together when they're like, we need to give them some blood and the whole large, that was a big shock. And I was actually like rooting for the traitors in that moment. I'm like, I want to see them accomplish this. It's like, you're kind of rooting for the traitors in the way. That was a big one. And then I think seeing the divide in the castle, like the leftover alliance are like, hey, we need to get the numbers out even when we're with traitors. I was like, our goal was just to get the traitors out. But it felt like the leftover alliance, they were just ready to vote out faithfuls or whoever to get to the end.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So it seemed to you that Phaedra's faithful act was very convincing. In real life, it was convincing to us that don't know Phaedra. I think I knew Phaedra, so I had some suspicion. She never talked about game. She was always preying on us and she was always giving everybody compliments. So nobody really thought of people that didn't know her didn't think that she was a traitor. Did you ever consider Phaedra a traitor?
Once Dan did say her name, I did consider it. Like, she moved up to from faithful to top 4 suspects, immediately. Obviously it was a big red flag. And then what was the other thing? But it's funny that we all called out Dan for being quiet, never talking game, but we never called out Phaedra.
I know. But she did talk game with me though. Did she? She always talked game with me. She was the one that gave me Peppermint's name day one.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe because she knew you were a gamer.
Yeah, she was trying to spread it, but she was like, Peppermint girl, you got to watch that Peppermint. And then she got me a little bit after. She always got me after John. She was saying, do you still think he's a traitor? And I was like, I think he is.
John, I for first time ever, I kind of last night watching John, listening to him talk, I missed his long speeches.
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, in scene, you're shut the fuck up, John. But now that we're away from it, I'm like, oh, his charming little speeches that nobody truly understood and all those giant words he would use.
His 20-minute banishment speeches. We were just like, whatever, dude. Yeah.
I loved it watching it back. And then he raised the cup for me, raised the glass for Bergie. I was like, John speaking at my funeral.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, another question. So Tamara and I went through emotional turmoil, obviously, when we were banished and murdered, and we were so upset. I was texting this woman nonstop, blowing up her phone. How were you after you were murdered? Was it hard for you to get back into the swing of things?
Yeah, it definitely was. I remember I got back to my hotel room and then I immediately called you and you're like, no, I can't. You were so upset. And I was just like, yep, it's me. And then we were just discussing on what happened. But Yeah, it was a little hard because it's like you were building a puzzle and then you don't get to finish the puzzle. Like, you know, it's still there. You know, it's still happening. And I think that was the toughest thing for me, like knowing that the game's still being played while I have to sit out and fly back to America.
I think it took me like 2 weeks to like stop thinking about it. And then, of course, you keep hearing that music over and over in your head. And when I didn't hear it in my head, I'm like, for some strange reason, I was listening to it on my phone. I'm like, what is wrong with me? It's like being brainwashed almost.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
I still love that. What is it? The Hanging Tree or something like that?
I when I got back home, I'd play that while I was in the shower.
It's weird. It's like I know what it's now like to be brainwashed, or, you know, it's really, really weird.
That song too, like if you ever watch the Hunger Games movie, it's like people making an alliance and knowing that even if they die, they're willing to die on it. Like it's them bringing like.
I'm going to have to watch. I've never watched Hunger Games.
So like ever. Every time I played, I was like, it's like the faithful of the faithfuls. We're willing to die, but we're willing to like fight and get out these traitors. So that's what it was kind of like. Every time I heard the song, I'm like, here we go. We're bringing the bombs to the dam.
Okay. So I have one more question before we go on to some headlines and then recapping the show. Would you rather go on Traitors Again or Love Island? And which one is the bigger mind game?
Traitors is definitely the bigger mind game, but there's definitely some mind games in Love Island. It's like, it's still a popularity contest at the end of the day too. But I would probably go on Traitors Again. I feel like I don't need to experience going on Love Island for like 42 days and like sleeping next to people that are having sex. Like, it's just not like,
No, thank you. Yeah.
With Traitors, you get to go back to your own room and like you have the night to like decompress. Love Island, it's like you're socializing 24/7 for 42 days straight.
Well, I will tell you, there will be probably, well, I can say certainly no sex going on at the castle at Traitors. They keep us separated, blindfold on our way home, blankets over our head. Like, we cannot talk to anybody.
And Marcus and Larsa were never together. A lot of people were like, oh, they're sleeping in the same room. No, they separated them.
They separated them. Who do you guys think, which traitor will have the most to answer to at the reunion?
Dan.
Oh, I've got to give that to my boy, Dan. I mean, this Dan. Guy has drug Phaedra's name through the mud. A lot of people are saying that he could have ruined her game, which, I mean, I feel like I understand his strategy of it. And like, I totally get it.
What's his strategy? Like, why did he want to toss Phaedra?
Trying to feed the faithfuls. He knew that like me, Trishelle, Peter, people like that, like we need, give us a traitor. Like, fine, we know that you're a traitor, we'll leave you alone, but like, give us something. And yeah. I think his thing was, I'm going to give them a traitor's name and I'm going to be at that point the king of the faithfuls, because they're going to trust me if I give them a real traitor's name. And he thought it was going to work. He really thought he could convince an entire table, like at the final hour of his banishment, like he's literally walking out the door, that he can convince them that Phaedra is a traitor in such a short amount of time, which he really should have planted some seeds a few days prior.
Yeah. I mean, his exit conversation was a little wacky.
Yeah, I honestly think instead of like when Larsa got banished, if he moved the attention to Phaedra in that banishment, he would have saved himself.
Totally. Everyone,
this dude's a genius. Like, he's the master faithful.
He's
like,
been a hero. Totally.
But instead he let Larsa get banished. But if he moved it, like, because what was it? Poverty was putting the seeds of, it's got to be a housewife. It's got to be a housewife, actresses. Dan could have easily moved the attention away from Larsa onto Phaedra if he really wanted to. And I think that would have saved his game tremendously.
It would have totally saved his game. So I just feel like one of his biggest mistakes was just, he's playing Big Brother, which Big Brother is so slow. He's playing slow and he couldn't get up to speed of where the strategy should have been.
I thought he was just slow.
He's so slow at playing because Big Brother's so
but
slow.
Is he just slow in general? Because he's a slow talker.
He's naturally kind of quiet and subdued. And he usually only works with like one or two people. So those round tables were probably a lot for Dan.
Yeah. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. in on-trend hues like Black Shine, Green, and Citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So there's a few headlines that come out each week about the show. It's the number one unscripted show in the U.S. right now, which is amazing. I'm sure it's going to win an Emmy. But Johnny Bananas could be revived on The Traitors. So executive producer Sam Rees-Jones said at the 2024 Television Critic Association Winter Press Tour, "The beauty of the game is that anyone can go at any point, and we, as producers, don't have any hand in that, which is actually terrifying, but sort of thrilling at the same time. So you have someone like Johnny Bananas gone in the first episode is a shock because we wanted to see what he could do." I think Johnny Bananas could be asked back as a surprise guest like Kate was this season. Don't you think?
I think they could be back anyway, though. And then just like, it would be so comical if he was murdered first again. That's so evil, but.
I really don't like to like halfway through the season, now you get to join because you're at such an advantage. You missed half the round tables, half the murders, like whether you're a traitor or not. So if they're going to bring anybody back, I would say no more like guest appearances like halfway through the season. Bring them back in like the first 2 or 3 days.
We had another guest appearance and we'll talk about that in a minute. The Traitors producers talk season 3 casting. Executive producer Stephen Lambert said, "We like some of the cast having existing relationships, maybe even existing animosity, because that means that they're straight in with an attitude and relationship with each other." So it looks like they're going to do, they liked what they did this season, All reality, public people, and they're going to put them all together and hopefully, they'll fight. That's what they want. Andy Cohen teases season 2 reunion with Larsa, Pippen, and Marcus. Now, I'm sure you guys do not live under a rock and you've seen Larsa and Marcus have not confirmed their split yet, but they unfollowed each other on Instagram and she made him unfollow or put a post out there that he shouldn't follow all her friends. But on Valentine's Day, they were seen together and re-following each other. So Can't wait to get to the bottom of that.
I mean, is that all just publicity? Like, is that how it works? I don't know.
I don't know. I did talk to her. I don't want to reveal what we talked about, but no, I think that they just love really hard. And I think they're, they probably, I'm assuming they probably got in a fight about something and then, you know, it's over.
It was everywhere. And then it was like, then I suddenly saw a picture and they're like, she's wearing a ring. They're back together. She's wearing white because she's getting married.
We need answers. We need answers. And if they're going to get married, they're going to get married at the castle. That's what they're going to do.
Now this is how you make me in good screen time. You need to have like fake breakups and get back together.
Yeah, dude, playing the game. Okay, so we're on episode 8. I cannot believe that we're already on episode 8. 7 were protected from the traitors and 5 were up for murder. Bergie, Kate, MJ, and Trishelle. Bergie was murdered. Parvati wanted to kill Peter last night, but Bergie was the next best option, tearing down Peter's game. Bergie says he played the best game he could have played. He learned how to handle a confrontation and how to not be manipulated. Everyone raises their glasses to Bergie. Peter says vengeance is passing through his veins. Cheers. Do you think murdering Bergie took any suspicion off of Parvati and did it make it worse?
I mean, she's just a sitting duck at this point. I think a better option for her maybe would have been like a housewife or something. If she could talk her into that. Cause I don't know, like Bergie's gunning for her. Yes. But I mean, I don't know.
Why not
I'm
MJ?
Always thinking numbers once too. MJ would have been a great murder. Cause she's got Phaedra's back too much. Like Phaedra just has so many people. If I were Parvati, I would be pushing for these people that are always going to keep Phaedra in the game.
Well, I will say, Phaedra murdering me instead of Sheree or MJ shows me where I am on her list.
Yeah. Do you think you would have stuck with like the Bravo people or do you think you would have kind of been like mixed in like both alliances? Like where would you be at?
I don't know. It's so hard because every day things shift.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to say, but I really don't know. But Alan's bygones be bygones. And he took your picture, Bergie, and threw it on the ground. It is the first one to shatter into a million pieces. And he says, bygone.
It's about time. Like, you know, I survived the whole Love Island season and people wanted me to self-eliminate. And then I made it like almost all the way to the end of the Traitors. So I was like, that was a good run. That was a hell of a run.
It was a hell of a run, but I will say, I think CT should have been murdered just for wearing that shirt he was wearing to breakfast that day.
It was so awful. It was so bad.
I'm like, CT, really? Okay, so we move on. Trishelle is certain that Phaedra is a traitor. She has more people on her side, so it would be harder to take her out. Trishelle thinks Dan was feeding them a traitor. Peter thinks they need to get rid of Parvati first. Trishelle says Parvati is a wounded bird and they should convince her they're not voting for her. Trishelle says she is working 3 steps ahead, voting Phaedra out. Did you think that that was a smart move?
I think it's brilliant. I think that everyone says that Sandra is playing the best faithful game. I disagree. I think Trishelle's playing the best faithful game because she's protecting herself with shields when she needs to. And then she's like openly going after like the traitors that are trying, that would take her out like Phaedra. And I think she was always kind of working with Parvati a little bit. Cause I remember her and I talking, she always kind of knew Parvati was a traitor, but didn't want to target her.
Can we talk about Sandra for a minute?
Yeah. You know,
Sandra's a strong player.
Yeah.
But she just seems like she just kind of skates.
That's how she played Survivor too.
Is that how she played Survivor?
That strategy is as long as it's not me. She waits till the very end. And how she wins is she doesn't piss anyone off. She doesn't do anything. So she just ends up winning because she's still there.
Yeah. Did you guys think it was smart for Peter to talk to Parvati?
I think he
had
to get her vote. Like it's a numbers game. Like people were like making the argument that we were the dumbest players in there because it was 7 against 5, but we knew we could probably get a swing vote. Like, I think we were going to get CT to vote for Parvati last week. And we would like, if that roundtable happened, I don't think it would have been like people thought Parvati against Peter. I think it would have been a lot of votes for Parvati.
We know who's working the hardest right now. And that's Peter.
Oh yeah.
Peter is running to everywhere trying to not me. Okay. So today's mission, I would have to say, I am so glad I was not there for this mission. Today's mission is at Alan's creepy cabin in the woods with Dr. Will, which he also looked a little creepy. Now, I know Dr. Will. I have filmed with Dr. Will before, and he was the most devious Big Brother player. The players have 30 minutes to work as a team to escape and earn up to $20,000, but every person who doesn't escape decreases the prize by $1,000. That was creepy.
Yeah. I don't like bugs. I don't like rats. I don't like anything like that. It's disgusting.
Now, would you guys have gone through the tunnel? I'm claustrophobic, so there's just no way in hell I'm going to be crawling through any tunnel in the dark.
I would have gone
the tunnel, Tamara. I'm going for the shield. You know that. I'll be in the tunnel.
So you guys are both. Bergie?
Yeah, I'm going through the tunnel.
You are?
I'll be grabbing a shield if I can.
Oh my God. Maggots and bugs and frogs and whatever. Dirt. Cockroaches.
Yeah.
Not having light, and then I don't know. And then how about that liquid stuff they were spraying on them?
Yeah, what was that?
Smells bad. Apparently it smells really bad.
I don't know. But four people jumped out. Bravo girls are like, I'm out of here. Sheree screaming when the bugs were on her has become a meme now. It is freaking hilarious. And Dr. Will, do you guys know Dr. Will?
Yeah. Janelle? I played with Dr. Will.
Oh, that's right. You dated him.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, not dated. We had it on the show.
I'm joking. Like, I know. We talked about this before.
Show, man. Show. TV purposes. He definitely looks different, but I think we all do. It's been, what, 20 years since, well, maybe
no, I'm just
years.
Saying, like, not his fit, like, just the hat and the way he had that creepy-looky face on him. And
yeah,
like,
with the wolves. It was different from Dr. Will, for sure.
Yeah.
Kind of awkward that me and Dan aren't there, because it's kind of like a twist that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, Parvati wants to convince John she is a faithful. Parvati gets emotional, saying she had a target stuck on her back and she had her walls up trying to protect herself. John says no one reveals greater guts and character than her. Parvati says if she can get away with this, maybe she can have a career in acting. Wow. Oh my God. Parvati.
No.
Were you guys floored when you saw that she had tears?
I mean, yeah, I mean, she was really going for it, and I good for her. Okay, go for it, girl. Like, save yourself. Do what you need to do. John is such a sweet man. He's like listening and, you know, he's taking it all in, but she was laying on pretty thick.
I thought he was buying her bullshit.
No. I didn't think so. I really didn't. I was like, there's no way.
I just how vocal, like while I was still there, John was so vocal that she was a traitor. So just no.
Yeah. Always thought she was a traitor.
So I think everybody thought she was a traitor. There's no doubt about that. The players sit at the round table. Parvati tells the group that she's become a brick wall since she's been under attack. Parvati says she made friends with Dan, not knowing he was a traitor, and has closed herself off from the group. Trishelle says Phaedra never reacts or worries. And the most compelling argument is because Dan called her out trying to save himself. Phaedra says Dan would have protected his fellow traitors. Kate says it's never that easy just to vote whoever the traitor previously voted for. Kevin says Phaedra's eyes start to twitch when she tries to talk game. Phaedra says she's never heard that. Did you guys ever notice Phaedra's eyes twitching?
No, I didn't.
But I never talked game with Phaedra either. That was my thing.
She never talked game. I called her out on it.
Me, but she'd always be like, oh, what do you think? Like, you know, she would drop names and always try to like do like some light traitor hunting with me, I would call it.
Yeah. Phaedra says Peter asked Parvati and her to work together. Peter says he was being cocky and joking around. Kate questions his sudden switch. This whole switch at the end where they're going to vote for Phaedra now. Do you think that was a smart move?
I think if it would have worked, it would have been brilliant, but unfortunately they lost Bergie with the twist that they did. So they would have had the numbers to actually probably get something done, but because they lost Bergie and, you know, even if Parvati votes with them, they don't have the numbers to get her out. And CT's not, I don't think he was ready to vote out Phaedra.
Would you have voted for Phaedra, Bergie?
I think so. Because originally I was going to vote for Parvati, but knowing that we got Parvati to vote for Phaedra as well, I would have taken the chance that Phaedra was a traitor. I definitely think I would have voted for Phaedra. So that's what I was thinking about last night too, because if they were to murder MJ, so like Parvati really wanting me dead saved Phaedra again, because if MJ was, I would have been a vote for Phaedra and that would have been one less vote for Parvati.
Yeah. I want to take it back to, I can't remember what episode it was, but this is where you really shined, Bergie. And that was that light thing out in the middle of the night. And you figured out the patterns of the light. How the hell did you even do that?
It was just because people kept going, like, because we were in the first group, we were going to be the guinea pigs. And then you guys were going to come in and be like, whatever. And I was just, every time someone got eliminated, the lights would reset and restart their pattern. And there was like three back to back where people got out in like the first like 15 seconds. So like immediately I picked up there was a pattern every time someone got out.
Genius.
I love that.
I know. I never even thought that. Okay. So now it's time to vote. 7 votes for Parvati, 4 votes for Phaedra. Phaedra voted for Parvati and Parvati voted for Phaedra. So we have both the traitors going up against each other. Parvati is banished and revealed as a traitor. The traitors are one murderous player down. Phaedra is now alone. Phaedra says she is glad she has people in her corner. Kevin says he doesn't feel good about Peter completely changing his mind about Parvati. He doesn't know if he believes him or trusts him now. Peter tells Kate he was going to vote Parvati out at the next roundtable. Kate doesn't trust Peter and knows he's doing shady shit. Now, I'm afraid for Peter.
Mm-hmm. I'm super scared for Peter because now all these people are going to be like, we trusted you, but, you know. I mean, Kate's doing the same thing. That's her strategy. So she shouldn't be that upset about it.
No.
She's working with a traitor too.
Yeah.
Do you think he messed up changing?
No.
With people like Kevin. I mean, Kevin's so, you're scaring me. I don't know what to do kind of person. Where Trisha's not going to bother her, you know?
Yeah. Kevin came up to me and he was worried about what happens if Peter did take the recruit. And I was like, we're not going to know that till later. If we make it to the finale and Peter's still there and it's us and one other person, we'll probably have to vote Peter out if it comes down to that. So now I kind of wish I didn't do that because now I think Kevin's thinking that because now I got murdered and he's like, I'm still here and Peter's still here. He might be thinking he took the recruit letter.
Yeah. Now, in closing, Phaedra says she's not shocked. She's the last one standing. Phaedra will recruit a faithful to join her. They may accept or be murdered. Phaedra wants to recruit Kate. Who would you guys recruit at this time if you're Phaedra?
Oh, I would have recruited Trishelle. Absolutely. Or Peter again. I would give Peter the ultimatum because he's already got heat on him. He's a good player. Go for Peter.
I don't think Peter would take it again.
Then he would just die.
He didn't have a choice. He'd have to be murdered.
Yeah, he'd have to take it or die. So he would have to take it. I would just try Peter again.
But like the thing is, if he doesn't take it, he dies, and everybody votes out Phaedra again the next day. Does that mean the faithfuls win at that point, or does Phaedra get to try to recruit again? Because I think if you get murdered, like you deny it, then they don't get to recruit again. So I think Peter might actually just take it on the sword and. Like, hey, I won the faithfuls game.
No.
I never thought of that, but they could still throw in another twist to make sure.
They wouldn't allow that to happen. Yeah, so I would recruit Trishelle or CT if I was Phaedra. I wouldn't go for Kate, I don't think.
CT would be a good one, too. CT would be a great recruit for Phaedra.
Yeah, I don't know where she's going with this Kate thing.
I don't like the Kate recruitment because it's like, ugh. Like, everyone's already kind of, she's kind of like came to in the game in the middle, which people are already no one's going to take her to the end. They don't trust her. So she's in the middle of this game. To win the game, you have to go to the end with someone that you 1000% trust.
I think Trishelle or Peter, I probably would have gone for Peter again.
Peter.
Because he wouldn't have had a choice. And I don't think that he wants to win. You can tell.
He wouldn't turn his back on you. So Peter would be great.
Well, they locked Kate in a dungeon and that's how the episode ends. And so next week, we have to wait a whole nother week to figure out what the hell goes on. But it was a good episode, guys.
It was good. It was really good. It was twisty and turny. I love, you know, all the stuff with it. It was good, except for your murder, Bergie. I did not appreciate that. I was very upset, just so you know.
Yeah, it's not as fun watching it when you're not in it. It is a little disappointing. It's like, dang, I wish I was there right now.
Now, Bergie, has this spiked up when you go out nowadays? People recognize you more so than just being on Love Island?
Yeah. So even my girlfriend and I were out in like California and people were coming up to me like, are you Bergie from Traitors? I was like, yeah, I was also on Love Island. Here's my girlfriend. But like just so fascinated that it's Bergie from Traitors. And like, I'll be at work and someone will look up my name and then it's like, they'll go, is this you? And I'm like, yep, that is me.
Is that exciting to you? Are you
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You too, Janelle?
I'm headed to Vegas this weekend for cheer. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of like, you know, middle America that's like, oh my God, it's
you got to bring your trader picture, yeah. little poster so you can sign autographs and hand it out. Are you guys excited about the reunion?
I am. I think it'll be fun. I'm really excited to see like you. I'm excited to see MJ again, like everyone that I really, really enjoy. I hope we get to spend some good time together.
How long are you guys out? Now, for me, it's just, you know, a drive.
Just 2 nights. Yeah, just two nights.
So I'm trying to figure out a night that we can maybe all go to dinner or something like that. Yeah. I don't know if it's after. Probably after.
I heard they were doing a party for us after.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So I think they are planning something for us.
But better yet, have you guys got your outfit yet?
I have ordered a couple, so we'll see. I've got some options.
What are you wearing, Bergie?
I haven't figured that out yet. I'm going to do like maybe a green suit. I haven't figured it out.
Are you going to go like full like Scottish castle outfit, or are you just going to dress how you normally dress?
Well, you probably just dress how I normally dress or just a nice suit. I haven't figured it out yet.
Maybe Alan can let you borrow some of his clothes.
I would definitely borrow Alan's clothes.
I mean, the shorts, a plaid shorts with the Doc Martens.
Yes.
Not the scarecrow outfit.
Bergie, please, we need you in that scarecrow outfit.
Oh my God. Oh, it was hairy legs too. That one was like, oh my God.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, it was so fun.
You're just a regular. You're just my co-host at this point.
Thanks for having me on.
And Bergie, thank you. I know that you just got off work, and I thank you for taking the time. And I will see you guys March 1st in LA. We're going
to
have so much
fun.
See you. I know. I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Tamara. See you later. Bye, Bergie.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.